long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I know the answer.
Oh, okay, good. Who is this?
This is Shelley.
Where are you from, Shelley?
I'm listening out of Greenville.
All right, thank you for listening on The Peak, WPEK-FM.
Yes.
All right, now, Mike, we've already supposedly brought Bob Goldthwait in the studio.
Good.
We've met Ring and Ding.
Yes, they were standing by, or Wing and Ding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. And
Ring and Ding would be the fat replacements that they have.
He can't believe that he has his own show.
Okay.
So we say, Bobcat, how do we play the game?
All right, then, here's how we do it. You guys will reveal some dirty little secret about yourselves or one of the personalities at the station. Like someone who put undies on their head and danced the nut away at the station holiday party.
This is so embarrassing. This is embarrassing for any disc jockey that would actually run this. This is embarrassing for Bob Goldthwait.
Very sad.
Who we thought a while ago, like 10 years ago, would never succumb to this level.
No, didn't think so. We're going to have to give him a hard time.
And the designated caller needs to guess who it is. If they get it right, they're finalists, and they get a chance to see me while I tape an episode of Bobcat's big-ass show in fabulous Los Angeles.
Oh, that sounds so good. Bob, let's get our caller right now. We got our caller 100 on the line.
Okay, ready?
Hi, Bobcat.
Let's get this big-ass show on the road.
All right, hold on. Now, DJ takes call.
Uh-huh. Takes call. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Shelley.
Listeners call and try to guess which secret is true of the personality featured by, by example. Okay, uh-huh. Caller.
Yes.
Which one of our DJs did this on a recent trip to Chicago? Got a body piercing, pulled a dine and dash, and received an avocado facial. Was it insert station personality here? The U-Man,
mm-hmm.
Pork Chop, or Chrissy in the Morning? All right, now I understand.
It's tough. And, it's just as well done as the instructions are easy to understand.
That was a sample question,
exactly. Right?
Okay,
for the disc jockey. So now that I have the concept, let's see. Okay, caller.
Yes?
Which guy on our show is a fag?
That would be Charles Broyhill.
Let me play this.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner in L.A., big L.A. when we taped the show on a wingeting day.
Duh! See how easy that was? Way to go.
Oh, my God.
You not only get this great bag of FX stuff, but you're also an official finalist for the trip to see my show.
It's Charles Broyles a fag.
Keep listening for your chance to play again.
What was that?
Is he the only one?
All right, no, I'm surrounded by fags.
I worry about some of Buzz's callers.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, here's what would have happened if you didn't get it right.
Okay.
Like if you had said Canon Grace.
Okay.
I would have said, Bob?
Oh, we have a big-ass loser already.
It was nice of you to play. It could have been a blast.
Oh, my.
But now you're just a loser with a big old ass.
Now, here are your choices. You can either tell us a dirty little secret about yourself, and if the guys here at the station like it, you get a really cool FX podcast big-ass show goodie bag.
Oh, my God.
This thing is growing hair.
No, this is I've never heard anything.
Worst.
I've never heard anything more crapped up in my life.
Or you can just go home a big-ass loser.
Kind of like you, Bob.
Oh, man.
Well, all right. You've won whatever it is that Bob said you won.
She qualifies to go to the show.
All right, now let me see. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Wait, there's more. Correct answer. Incorrect answer. And then here's when we're done with the bit.
Yeah.
We say, okay, we had a great time playing with our caller.
That was a great bit, Bobcat.
It was fun.
We want to thank Bobcat for coming in. Hey, Bobcat, we'll see you later, man.
Wow, you people got some problems. That's a lot weirder, dirty little secrets than I imagined you'd have. You know what? I think you all are big-ass show material. So watch us on FX starting June 1st.
Oh.
And, maybe I'll see you on the show as a contestant.
Ciao.
See ya.
See you later.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Bobcat's big-ass train wreck. That's what this is. Right, here's an alternate version, Mike.
Okay
an alternate version.
Is this a tamer version?
There's less cuts. So maybe this is if you're in a bit of a hurry,
right.
You got to play some more records or something.
This is Bobcat Goldthwait, starring my very own show on FX, Bobcat's Big-Ass Show.
Yes.
I'd love to tell you more about it, but right now, I need you to listen to this announcer very carefully.
That's me.
You could be the lucky caller that wins some big-ass bag filled with prizes from FX and the chance to win a trip to see moi at my show in Los Angeles.
When he comes on the show next week, I swear to God, all we're going to do is play these tapes for him. And say, what were you doing? All right, then, here you go. Here's the correct answer. All right, who's your fag on our show? Who's your big fag?
Charles Broyhill.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Woo! In LA, Big LA, we keep the show on a Wednesday.
Ooh, baby.
Yay. See how easy that was?
Oh, with my big-ass bag of prizes.
You get this great bag of FX stuff, but you're also an official finalist for the trip to see...
All right.
That is so, so very irritating.
I can't wait for Bobcat's big-ass cancellation. And here he is now again saying hello to us.
Okay.
In his generic greeting.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to... Bueno Arbusto, Don and Mike, to find out how you can...
There it is.
Oh, man.
Muchas gracias, Bobcat.
That's awful.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to the Bay Area's Party Station to find out how you can win.
That's the funniest, is hearing him do all the other slugs for the stations. All right, here he is again.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to Charlotte's New Rock Alternative, 106.5, The End, to find out how you...
He reads. He reads like he needs glasses or something.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX.
Yes.
Keep listening to The Shred and Reagan Morning Show to find out how you can win big...
Shred and Reagan.
I never heard of them before.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX.
On FX.
Keep listening to Craig the Dog Faced Boy and Pork Chop to find out how.
Wait. Who was that?
Craig the Dog Faced Boy
and Pork Chop.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Craig the Dog Faced Boy and Pork Chop to find out.
Is it any wonder that we are ashamed to be disc jockeys?
Absolutely.
All right, let me hear. How about Minneapolis? We're out of Minneapolis. Not our station, though.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Afternoons with Chopper Harrison to find out how you...
Chopper, Dog Face Boy, Pork Chop.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Zeta's 530 Funnies with Steve Stansel to find out how you can...
That's the one he really didn't want to read. Let's hear that one again.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Zeta's 530 Funnies with Steve Stansel to find out...
God. Oh, he had to do like 35 of these.
He had to hate everything.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to 107.5 The Buzz, Houston's Rock Alternative, to find out how...
Oh, my God. Just in a studio all day.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to the home of rock and roll in Detroit. 101 WRIF to find out.
He had to hate doing these more than he hated doing those PSAs for when he set the Jay Leno set on fire.
This is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to find out how you can win big ass prizes on KBPI, your big ass rock station.
All right, and then there's an extra track at the end. This is, it says Wildline Giggles from the Wingding Dancers. Great for your morning show.
Fantastic.
All right, this is some wild line giggles. Oh, God damn it.
Thank you for that bonus.
That's awful.
So generous.
That is awful.
He's so generous to include that on these series.
Watch Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Starting June 1st.
Oh, God. That's just a generic commercial for his show. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
when's he coming in?
I think he's supposed to be here next Wednesday.
Yeah, supposedly now.
Okay.
That gets
he's booked for next Wednesday.
He's booked. Hopefully, he'll be here.
And, Shelly, you've won the T-shirt for the Succo show.
Yay!
And thank you for listening.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Hold on a second, please.
Shelly got the joke. That's good.
She's great. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Buddy, I just had to say that this is probably the most annoyingly funny segment you guys have done And don't you just pity the poor guys that have to actually do this?
And there'll be many of them. There'll be many of them across the country that'll be doing that.
And those are all big markets that those jive asses are going to be. Hey, listen, this morning here on the Dog Face Boy Show.
And it's one thing, really, and I you know, I like Bobcat, I really do, but I got to slam him here. Mm-hmm. If he's reading it, even in a conversational style, at least it can be passable, but it's going to be, no, this is going to be my big ass show on FX. You know, it's like, please.
Listen to Dog Boy and Pork Chop, baby. And don't forget, Foodie and the Chicks at 6. And Sam Somebody with the 530 Funnies.
I mean, I almost want to go to one of these other cities just to hear them do this.
Oh, I would I'd love to get a tape of some disc jockey doing that straight.
We got Bobcat Goldthwait here. He's going to be chatting with us for a while.
He's going to be playing a game with our caller today.
Very exciting. Yeah, yes, guys, Bobcat. Good to have you in the studio.
You guys will have to slam Bobcat when he comes in.
Oh, we will.
Hilarious.
We will. And listen, I just want to say, ring and ding. Or, I'm sorry, wing and ding. Yes.
Wing and ding.
You girls are crazy. I would bone both of you. That's right, baby.
Yeah.
That makes you laugh, huh?
Hey, they like that. Seriously, they are really hot, Bobcat. They are super hotties.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look at that. They're taking their tops off now.
Crazy, baby.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Do the Watushi now.
That's great. What did Pork Chop think of him? Did he like the Dog Face Boy? God.
Foodie and the Chicks. At 6 on Y100.
This is the business we're in.
Oh, God.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, yes, it
is. I'm going to go hide my head in my trash can.
All right, goodbye. Come on, get off the phone. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and 1-800-636-1067. But please, turn your radio down.
Right.
And no calls to play the name game.
Mm-mm.
No who would you do calls.
Sick of those.
No calls about rating women.
Blah, blah.
And no calls asking when are we coming to your town.
We're not.
That's 1-800-636-1067. Have you heard the Don and Mike show? Extraordinary. Hello, Jimmy Dean. Here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara right here from good old WJFK FM in D.C. And you are hearing us on Westwood One up in Baltimore on a station also called WJFK in Rochester, New York on Hot Talk, WHTK.
Oh, boy.
And Tampa Bay, Florida on 1010 Talks, WQYK. Got something for Charlie Stuang Stabilak here in a second.
Oh, he's very excited about the premiere of Ben Ben.
Also, Rudy Martsky. You know, the Ben Ben show isn't even going to start until September.
I understand that, but, you know, as far as Charlie's concerned, it's about an hour away.
Okay, so Charlie's coming up. I'm sure he'll want to talk about Ben Ben.
Great. Of course.
But I got something else for him.
Okay.
We'll see if we keep him on track.
All right. I certainly hope you're able to do that, but I can't make any guarantees.
I know.
Good luck.
And Rudy Martsky, who is at Dick Vitale's daughter's wedding.
That's right, baby.
He will be checking in with us, I think, in our next break.
All right. I hear she's a primetime player.
I want to make sure. I want to make sure that we get this lady on that wants a threesome. Hello? Donna Mike?
Hello?
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 Well, this is the wrong line. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Don. I wanted to find out if you how you did with your wife last night. If you were talking about she never initiates sex, I had the same problem.
Well, I scored last night, but I wish you would have been here for the whole show today.
I worked till about 4:30. I missed the first part. What happened?
Well, I'm really sorry that I can't rerun the whole show for you. Okay?
It was a pretty long segment. It was about a half an hour, 40 minutes of talking about exactly what the problems were, and then Frida joined us for a short time also.
But you wouldn't know that because you were at that little thing called a job.
Jeez. Priorities, sir.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello?
Hello?
You are on the air.
Hi, this is Tawny. I'm in Southern Maryland.
Is this the lady who wants a threesome?
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
Tawny, you know, it's... Always got to like a name like Tawny.
Tawny Little, I think, was... Why do I know that name? Is she a TV newscaster, maybe?
And then there's that model, Tawny Katane.
That would be it. I'm out in the Tawny game, then.
Are you a Foxy Tawny?
Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney. Well, yeah, are you a Foxy Tawny or a Punxsutawney?
If you're not calling about the threesome, why are you calling?
Well, the funniest thing happened to me Friday night.
Yeah?
I came home a little late, and I climbed into bed with my sleeping husband, and I did what I normally do about every third night. I reached down for the handle, and It was my father-in-law. They were spending the night with us. And I knew they were spending the night with us, but I had no idea that beds were switched.
Oh, God. So you reached down and you grabbed onto your father-in-law's thing.
The horror.
I figured you guys would love to hear that. The horror. I don't know what the repercussions are going to be yet. But.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'd love to talk to your father-in-law.
Oh, I bet he loved it.
I personally don't want to talk to him.
And, all right, after you did that, how long did it take before you...
Quite a while, actually.
What did you do to it? I mean, did you just give it a glancing touch?
Well, no, the lights were off, you know, normal. So
you began a mini...
They both have the same body frame, and they both wear boxers, and how was I to know?
So you gave it a mini massage?
Or did you Monica it?
A mini massage. Yeah, quite...
She's
now
breaking
the car phone's
up.
Breaking up.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, it was strange.
Well, no. What did you do to it?
I was just rubbing.
Rubbing?
Just rubbing.
Rubbing till 10 hot, may I add.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Do you think he thought that was his wife?
So you
I don't
gave,
know. I
you gave your father-in-law a boner?
I'm sure he didn't hope it was his daughter-in-law.
Yeah, of course not. How long, the total time you figure before you realized, between the time you started doing that and the time you realized?
About 45 seconds or 60 seconds.
Oh, that's a long time.
Which is really a long time.
Oh, God.
So I thought you guys would enjoy that one.
Yeah, so what, did he wake up and see you then?
He woke up kind of groggy, half asleep, and then I realized, because I was... You know, kind of rubbing through his hair, and I realized it was a little wirier.
Rubbing through his hair where?
Up on his head.
On his head. Okay.
Were there any words exchanged at all?
No, I jumped.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. So the next day, what happened?
Silence.
Oh, God.
Yeah, silence.
Same thing happened to me this weekend, Mike, with my father-in-law. I jumped into bed, and boy, was I surprised. All right, thank you.
Okay, guys,
goodbye.
Love y'all.
Goodbye, we love you.
Man, oh, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the lady who wants the threesome?
Yes, it is.
Although that was just as good talking to the lady who gave her father-in-law a boner.
That's pretty incredible, you know, coming home from work, hi. Oh, my God.
Well, listen. Your name is?
Lisa.
Lisa, right. Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
And you want a threesome? Is it you and your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you be willing to have this meeting of the minds here in our office?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
So you're tired of your other companion?
Oh, no, not tired. Well, we're not tired. We still see each other, but we're just looking for something new.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
A younger Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox?
Mm-hmm. Smashing baby. Wow.
And what about your husband?
Maybe a Leonardo DiCaprio, a few years older than he is.
So you've got some hot, saucy, interracial love?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the salt and pepper setups.
Are you eating anything right now?
No, I'm just a little nervous.
All right.
She does have that sound to her voice. She has the sound of a full mouth.
Yes, she does.
Full mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
I shagged her rotten, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a woman?
I guess medium height, a little on the slender side, but not skinny. Nice, pretty face.
What about if a pig showed up?
Oh, no.
No?
No way.
So no pigs allowed?
No.
You're not looking for a pig?
No, we're not.
Mm-hmm. What would be the top weight of a woman that you would allow into this tryst?
180?
Oh, 150.
150 is the top end. Okay, all right.
150. So if there are any of you 4'10", 150 women out there, you know, you're in luck.
Listen, if you will hold on, please. I'm going to clear out all the lines now. We're going to do a call 100 for the big $5,000 show, but we will leave you on hold. What?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean 4'10". I'm just talking to my husband in the background.
Okay, what's going on now?
She was telling her husband. You said the 4'10 thing, and she was
4'10".
Telling her husband.
Oh, yes, of course not. You're looking for someone who's a little more statuesque.
Yeah, between like 5'4 and 5'10.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to leave you on hold.
Topping out at 150 pounds.
Do our call into win contest right now at 1-800-636-1067. Call 100. Give you a chance to win $5,000 to pay off all your credit cards, courtesy of Advantage Title. That's on next Monday's show. That's a live in-studio show where someone wins $5,000. Mm-hmm. So call in now for that. And then when we get our caller number 100, we'll come back to you, Lisa, and then we'll see if we can find a woman. Hello?
consulting with her husband again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, come on, don't bail out on me here, baby.
No, I'm right here.
All right, hold on, please. Hold on. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm kind of hot for the idea of our office being used again. In case you couldn't tell. I think it's a pretty good idea.
All right.
Especially since we got no payoff from the couple that was here last week.
Yeah, well, that might be the same reason we might not get a payoff with this couple either.
Well, no, it's no problem if they're married. And we've had married people before and brought a woman in, haven't we?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or has it always been single, one woman looking for another woman?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been women. It's been women together.
We've never had a marriage. Haven't we ever had a guy up there watching, too?
I don't think so. And I think that would be okay if the guy watches. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking.
Who's going to be the one to call the CBS lawyers to run that one up the flagpole?
No, not again.
I'll make a call during the break, and we'll figure out if we can do it or not. Yeah. And you call in for call 100, and then we'll find out what's happening at Dick Vitale's daughter's wedding.
And who can do who.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, if you believe in me, then I'm not going to give up. I'll prove I'm right. This Friday, we're going back to the woods and we're going to find that alien.
What if we don't?
We'll fake it and sell it to the Fox Network.
They'll buy anything.
Now, son, they do a lot of quality programming, too. I kill me.
He said, I kill me.
Kill me.
Like the woodpecker, they will please you. Don and Mike.
And we'll try. Thank you, Dude Walker. There's your toe tapping. Touch it all. And right here, caller 100 on the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're the century caller.
I am.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name, lady?
My name is Kari.
Where are you from, Kari?
I'm from Damascus.
So you're listening on WJFK?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. You have won a pay-per-view of Boogie Nights.
Woo!
Boogular Nights, now on pay-per-view.
Okay.
Call Media General to order, and you also qualified for our big show. Now, we will see you here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Center next Monday.
Okay.
Because you have a 1 in 50 chance to win $5,000 to pay off all your credit card bills.
All righty.
That's going to be our big-ass show.
Courtesy of Advantage Title.
Will Bob be there?
Thank you for listening. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
There's another gal who gets it.
Yeah, the women's sharp. We got some sharp ladies calling this show today.
And now, a guy who's just as sharp as a Q-tip.
We call him Mr. Sharp. Sharp as a box of cotton balls.
Rupert Martsky. America's number one TV sports journalist, straight from the pages of USA Today. Rudy Today reporting from the one-eyed Dick. Dick Vitale, who has only one eye.
That's right.
He's like Columbo. He has a glass eye.
And immensely popular on college campuses throughout America.
He's been a big load every time we've had him on our show. But, you know, Rudy's friends with the guy, and Rudy is at Dick Vitale's daughter's wedding. And here now is Rudy Martsky.
Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Rupert, let me play you in here.
Remember, he's a workaholic.
Yeah.
It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
So, listen, first question, does Dick Vitale's daughter look anything like her dad?
Actually, she looks like her mother.
Thank God.
Which I'm sure you guys would say was an improvement.
Yeah, that's great. How are you winding up at Dick Vitale's daughter's wedding?
Well, I've known Dick for probably 15 years, ever since I started doing a TV column and covered Dick a lot. But, you know, covered a lot of other announcers. But Dick happens to live in Sarasota, just a few miles away from where my mother is.
How long did you say you've been covering Dick, Rudy?
About 15 years, Mike.
Okay, I just had that.
Are you close with Dick? Yeah. Would you say you love Dick?
No, we probably argue more than you guys argue.
Are you good friends with Dick?
Yeah, pretty good friends, but
So you like Dick?
I like Dick. I mean, most of the time.
When are some of the times you don't like Dick?
When he calls me 3 times a day.
Really? Does he bother you a lot?
Tell me a good...
He'll call back and say, let me change that in my statement.
He doesn't even get what we're laughing at.
I got to move on here.
What's the best thing about Dick?
His His lack of hair.
And what is
save that?
What is the worst thing about Dick?
He talks too much.
All right.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever been alone with Dick?
Well, I mean, where? In bed? Or what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, have you ever been alone with Dick in bed?
No, no, not that. But we've had a meal together.
You've eaten Dick.
We've eaten room together, yes.
You've eaten with Dick?
Yes.
And what kind of food does Dick like?
Dick doesn't eat much. He'll
really?
Eat chicken. He tries to stay thin. He eats chicken and fish. That's basically it.
Doesn't Dick?
A lot of pasta, though.
I thought Dick bulked up, that he added weight.
No, I don't think so. I think Dick's really trying to keep the weight off. And, this is a big-time wedding. You're going to have Dick Stockton and Leslie Visser there, two of your favorite people.
Well, you got two Dicks there, then.
Yeah. Tim Brando, the new CBS host, he'll be there.
Oh, make that three Dicks.
Is Dick Ebersol going to be there by any chance?
No, he's with the wrong network.
I know. I just figured maybe, they crossed over once in a while.
No. Although Ebersol is an admirer of Dick Vitale. Yes, he is.
But you love Dick. I mean, and you can... Say that man yeah,
in
to
a manly
man.
Way.
You love Dick.
Yeah, if you can get me to admit, yes, in manly way, yes.
Say it then. Yeah. Say I love Dick.
Yeah, I love Dick.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's nice. Now you're right in the middle of the week, so obviously the wedding. They're not going to have the wedding on a weekend.
The wedding.
Tomorrow. Hold on. Hold on a second, Rudy. Hold on. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna put him on hold. Okay, tomorrow.
Yes.
We got to make a fake commercial about Rudy coming out of the closet.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the first time on the Don and Mike Show, Rudy Marsky announces he's gay.
That's right. And, it's fantastic.
Take him and, I love Dick.
And now, get to know the real Rudy Marsky.
Okay.
Excellent.
Can everybody work on that for tomorrow's
absolutely.
Show? Absolutely. All right. Okay, I'm sorry, Rudy.
Yeah. Was that Dick Vitale calling in? Because he listens on... 1010
talks
in Tampa.
Oh yeah, right. He listens. I'm sure.
Yeah,
his daughter's getting married, and he's listening to us on WQYK in Tampa.
Wait a second. She's not getting married till Saturday.
So you're there. Let's get this straight. You're there in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Normally, family members would arrive maybe on Thursday.
But you're at your mom's house, aren't you?
Yes, we're at my mother's house for a couple days. Then I'm going to play a little golf.
Has your mom met Dick?
My mom's met Dick. Yes.
Does your mom like Dick?
At times. Mm-hmm. She thinks he talks too much, yells too much.
Yeah, all right.
Your mom ever spend any time with Dick?
Only in a social way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. We're finding out as much as we can about Dick.
Yeah, I mean, Dick's a good guy. I mean, I don't think he's really been on the show. I don't think he really has, is he?
Listen, if we're talking about Dick Vitale, one time we did, we called his dad. And we had his dad on the line, and we called Dick Vitale, and we said, hey, we got your dad on the line. And Dick Vitale, really guilted us out and said, started screaming at us. Remember?
Hey, come on, baby. Now, come on. Now, don't bother him, baby. Leave him alone. And we were just having a very pleasant conversation with him. And
his dad was a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Well, maybe we can get Dick on Friday night if you guys got time, or else...
Yeah, sure. He'll want to do that right before the rehearsal dinner.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, right before the rehearsal dinner. Dick would take time, but look, there's another guy who has now volunteered for Friday. He says he's been on probation way too long, a guy named Jim Gray.
Jim Gray, I knew that was coming.
I'd love to have Jim Gray back on the show on Friday.
Okay, you know why? Because it'll be game 6 there in Indiana.
Yeah, listen, I got another question for you. Yeah. Does your wife, Mouse, does she like Dick?
She could answer that. She's sitting right here with curlers in her hair.
Well, ask her. I mean,
okay,
you can answer for her.
Okay, do you like Dick? Yeah, she asked if it's Vitale, not the other thing. Yeah.
Hey, Mouse got it finally. All right.
She did. Jesus. She got it in the background. She says yes.
All right, Rudy.
But I don't know which one she said yes to. Yeah.
Rudy, game tonight.
Yeah.
The game tonight, they'll get a huge number, right? Because who's not? I said earlier, I am so queer for this game tonight. I'm so ready. I'm so jacked up.
Right.
The Bulls are going to squash them. And even if the Bulls don't squash it, it'll be great. Are they going to? I read in your column today that the ratings are... Well, just a little bit better than last year?
Well, yeah, but remember, those are against the Chicago Bulls. Anytime the Bulls play, and last year at this stage it was against Miami...